Constable David Wilkie, tell me how you came about suggesting to administration at TPS that you adopt the CAMSAFE program.
I heard about the CAMSAFE program just in the media down and around the Belleville area. It was launched in 2021 by the Belleville Police and Staff Sergeant Jeremy Ashley. So I reached out to him and we had some conversations about it. And he was explaining to me this program that he developed came about in 2019 when there was a serious incident in Belleville that required video evidence, which was a key part of their investigation. And that required several hours of investigators' time to source the video evidence. And they were driving around a 6-kilometer stretch of road in the city of Belleville with spreadsheets from the old camera registry, and Staff Sergeant Jeremy Ashley thought to himself, there's got to be a better way. So he came up with this, CAMSAFE.
So basically, you potentially have the whole city covered 24/7 with video cameras of one form or another.
With residences and businesses, everyone's got cameras nowadays, whether it's security cameras or Ring doorbell cameras. The important aspect of this is that this is not Big Brother watching. This is just a voluntary camera registry program that gives us someone's business card, almost, so to speak, their name, their phone number, their email address, which will cut down a detective's time going door to door with the clipboard and knocking. This gives us in real time, we can geofence an area and say, okay, there's X amount of security cameras or Ring doorbell cameras in this area that this incident happened, whether it be an MVC or a serious incident.
So if I sign up because I have, say, a Ring doorbell, does that mean you can automatically go into what I've recorded and use it for investigative purposes?
No, not at all. This is if an officer logs in on the police side, we can see how many cameras are in the area. If somebody's registered their security camera, click on the Google Maps pin, so to speak, of that address. It would bring up Bob McIntyre, your phone number. And if you have 4 cameras on your house, if you put on there, one faces north, south, east, or west, that is it. We do not have any access to live video feed.
Okay, but if you do narrow it down to my 4 cameras and something has gone down near my house, you will contact me and ask me for access to the video?
Correct. A detective or a constable may reach out to you and ask you if you would be willing to assist in our investigation by providing that footage.
And I imagine that by signing up with CAMSAFE, if I have signed up with CAMSAFE, that's really a rubber stamp and a formality for you to call and say, can we have access to it?
Yes, this having CAMSAFE and having residents sign up gives more officers time in the field to look into this incident as this cuts down the door-to-door knocking.
I like your reference to Neighborhood Watch 2.0 because that's really what it is. And it's 24/7.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell me about it?
It's a voluntary program. You can register at ontimmonspolice.ca under online services, which will bring you over to camsafe.ca where you can register. And again, this is completely voluntary. And I want to stress, we do not have access to live video feed.
So there's no cost to me as a homeowner. And on the other hand, I don't get paid.
There's zero cost to this program.